It's time for our Tibbetts Talk, and we welcome back into the studio Matt Biacchini, the movie guy for the Tibbetts, I guess. Put that on your business card.
Do I have business cards?
Well, you're the graphic artist guy. Make some.
Oh, that's a good point. I guess I could have, yeah.
Or a signboard or something.
I'm very good at my job.
But you're a lover of movies. This is something a little different coming up on the 17th. A chance for folks to see the Oscar-nominated films that they probably wouldn't get a chance to see anywhere else. The shorts.
Yes. They could see them, but you have to drive like an hour and a half, 2 hours away, and we're the closest one in this area, and you don't usually, unless you know where to look for them, or you want to wait a year or so after the Oscars until somebody puts them on YouTube or whatever, this is like your only chance, and you're not going to get to see them again on a big screen, which, you know, as a movie buff, that's like... That's like the cool place for a guy like me.
And doing it in a couple different formats. You're doing it on the big screen, but also giving people availability if they don't feel comfortable going to the theater or can't make it to the theater to view them in other ways too, right?
Yep. We're doing... If you want to watch them at the theater, we're doing the animation and live action shorts, and those tickets are, I believe, $15. Mm-hmm. And... If you want to stream it at home, it's $12 a set of movies, and you also get to watch the documentaries, live action, animated, and documentaries, and those tickets are $12 for each group of films, or a package price of $30 for everything.
All right,
and that's, you know, with COVID and everything, if you don't want to come to the theater or you just like streaming stuff at home, that's good. But you know, at the theater, you get popcorn and
well, again, you get a chance to watch it on the big screen,
uh-huh,
with an audience of other folks who appreciate those kinds of movies. And again, I've seen in the past, it really is kind of interesting to see and to kind of go behind the mind maybe of those filmmakers who don't get in a lot of recognition for these films necessarily in the general public, because they're not the big blockbusters you'd see at the movie theater, but to really appreciate that art and what they do, especially in those shorts.
Yeah, and it's a lot of big name directors have gotten their start doing shorts. Some of them still do them, you know, they're just like a cool little project that you can mess with. And the ones for this year, there's a couple that are... There's one that I'm thinking of specifically in the animation series that is, it's bonkers, just completely bonkers. And then there's a live action one that starts out, when you watch it, you're going to think it's something that it's absolutely not. And you got to keep watching it to see what it really is. And I don't want to give it away which one it is, but it's an interesting take on a story that people have used before, but yeah, they're just different than seeing a full length movie. It's a good story in a short, compact format.
All right. And more information available on the Tibbetts website, tibbetts.org. It's got all the information there. If you want to do the virtual content, you can do that too. And buy that right online and get the codes for that. And again, these are all shown before the actual awards are out. So you can kind of do your own picks before they actually announce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you find out in another week or so whether you were right or not.
Yeah. Yeah. You can, a lot of people, you know, instead of a March Madness pool, office pool, a lot of people do an Oscar pool. So, and these ones, I've never been in an Oscar pool at work that had these in them because nobody knew where to go to see them. So, you know, here's your chance.
All right. So Saturday is when they're on the big screen at the Tibbetts, or you can get the download as well. Again, Tibbetts.org, the live action animated. The documentaries are part of the online package as well. But again, all information for the Academy Award nominated shorts film series, part of the Tibbetts classic film series at the Tibbetts Opera House. Thanks, Matt.
I just like being here so much.
We like having you here, too. He's the film guy from the Tibbetts, Matt Biacchini, this morning, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB on our Tibbetts Talk.